with Matthew Stewart.
Morning, Dave.
Morning, Matt.
Actually, I got that wrong in the preview. The meeting in South Australia with the breeders and trainers and owners and so on is tomorrow, not yesterday, and we're hoping to get Sam on to have a chat about it. Just from your perspective as a proud South Australian, hopefully some of these meetings and pressure on government will lead to some positive outcome, but with the likes of Jamie Carr and Philip Stokes and all that leaving, you wonder whether it might all come too late if the government comes to the party.
Yeah, well, I don't think any aid or change of policy could hurt that. There's a lot of people still there. But what's so sad for South Australian participants is that the state is just not keeping up with the Joneses. You know, they're losing by percentage their market share as each month goes by. So they've either got to say we're going to become a banana republic over there or get serious.
Well, Gerry Harvey came on our show last week and he was saying he supports the race war between New South Wales and Victoria with the upping the ante and the barging in on each other's territory. And he said he supported that, but the pressure was now on the other states to lift their game as well. It's very hard for them to lift their game if the two giant states are racing ahead.
Yeah, well, you know, the key to it is having a good deal with their governments and getting the government in behind the racing, because it's a huge employer, big turnovers, and if you have a healthy racing stage, it's got to be very good for the stage.
You know? Oh, absolutely. All right, well, all that's going to play out tomorrow, and Sam will join us shortly to talk about what they expect from that meeting. I think more than normal for a midweeker, you'll have a sense of expectation going out to Sandown today.
Yeah, these are lowly rated, hopefully autumn contenders. So to compete in the autumn, you have to get your ratings up a little bit. So they for one reason or another, had light springs. And so that means they can kick off their autumn campaigns a fraction earlier.
You'd love to get a bit of black type into Moore Sundays, who is a colt by Fastnet Rock out of Moore Joyous. So the pedigree, you can't get a better pedigree, and was a big debut winner at Geelong back in August. And then you took him to Sydney, to Randwick for a benchmark 74, and things didn't quite work out on that day?
No, it didn't. But Kieran McAvoy trialled him 2 weeks before that, and it was an unbelievable trial. Probably it doesn't really count trials, but sometimes you get a bit of a guide how good they look. And that's what got the boom on the horse. And then he came out and ran a short price favourite that jarred up and pulled up shin sore. And so he's had a good break and he's back and he's been set for this race. And then hopefully the CSA Stakes, the race I've never won. And I think this might be the horse that might be able to do it.
Is he one of those could-be-anything horses because we just don't know the pedigree's there and the natural ability is, we've seen a glimpse of it. Is it the world may be his oyster, but we just need to see it?
Yeah, have a look at the trial and make your own mind up. I'll let the horse do the talking, but I do think he's a quality horse.
All right, tongue tie goes on today?
Yeah, that's not because of a wind issue. It's because he's got this habit of just putting his tongue over the bit, and we just want to cancel out that sometimes you can get the tongue over the bit and they choke down. So he plays with his bit all the time, so we've just been training with a tongue tie.
All right, and then one that's, I would imagine, every bit as interesting and exciting over the race 7 is Gold Mag, who won a couple, then ran a placing, and then was spelled. And I notice that there's a little gear change there as well with a crossover noseband. First up, first time today. What are we expecting from Gold Mag?
Look, he's got a fantastic potential. His couple of first two wins were rated through the roof, and the owners rejected big offers from Hong Kong. And then he ran a short price favourite, Flemington, ran a good second and burnt his bumpers, which is often a sign that they've just gone far enough. So he's late maturing. We've given him all the time in the world. He's bred to run 2,000 metres, so we won't be rushing him. And hopefully, he's capable of winning, but I'll be looking at him when he gets to a mile and he'll just go through his classes. The stake bunny is so good in Victoria. He should be able to pick up 300,000 or 400,000 before he gets a stakes horse.
On the score of pure excitement and general interest, which one are you most interested in, Gold Mag or More Sundays?
Oh, it would have to be More Sundays because the Australian Guineas is just around the corner. And you know, he's an entire, which, if he was good enough to win the Guineas, would put one of those sort of Merchant Navy values on him, wouldn't it?
Absolutely. It's amazing, isn't it? You can go from obscurity to superstardom and a big price tag very quickly, can't you? And I think that's where we might be looking at More Sundays after today. And just another one of interest today is Ronan's Rock, another well-bred resumer who is the best-backed runner at Sandown today and resumes in race two.
Yeah, look, we were very happy with his debut. He got beaten by a good horse at Caulfield, you know, subsequent group one. He missed the start that day and didn't get much luck. So he was pretty impressive at his only run. And then Winchin saw his second start. So they're late maturing. Sometimes they can be beaten by the distance and bad luck. Obviously, they've got all of these horses at the start of a hopefully 10-race program. So we haven't drilled them for these races. There's much more important races down the road.
All right. I notice that you've nominated a gaggle of runners for the All-Star Mile. You've posed an interesting challenge for voters to work out which ones to vote in there, haven't you?
No, well, if you're not in it, you can't get voted, can you? So my attitude is I don't quite understand how they get selected, but I'm sure if they're winning races and they're in the All-Star Mile, they have a chance of getting voted in. So I put anything, basically, that is capable of winning an open handicap or a Group 1 three-year-old race or hopeful Group 1 contender. Because if you won the Australian Guineas with a horse that's a maiden, people would probably... It'd be a logical one you'd want for the All-Star Mile. So it was a really vague entry, keeping all doors open, because the VRC, or Racing Victoria, made it very attractive with a $500 entry.
It's tricky, isn't it? Because you can only be voted in if you enter. So you have to enter as many as you think may vaguely get that way. But the more you enter, the more you dilute the possible vote. So it's very tricky, isn't it?
Yeah, well, we're entering, like, horses we're hopeful on, not sure on. But, you know, if a horse like Gold Mag, if he won four in a row going into it, he might get voted in without running in the stakes race. So I don't quite understand. I'll learn a bit about it, but... My attitude was put them in and see how they're racing. It's still 6 weeks away.
Have you got a campaign in the stable or on the website, a Vote For Us campaign? Is there anything stables should be doing to generate votes, or is it just sort of see what happens?
I think we'll ramp up our social media as people start to run well. You know, you can spruik your horses as much as possible, but the general public won't grab an out-of-form triple Group 1 winner if he's out of form. So... So I think once they start winning, we'll start spruiking, but we won't spruik until we know that the horses are running well and there's a chance of getting selected.
It's going to be an interesting test of the social media powers of racing stables, isn't it? How much reach they have with social media, and not just Twitter, but Facebook. So it's going to be an interesting test and an interesting challenge for stables to market themselves as best as possible. So it's quite fascinating, really, isn't it?
Yeah, there's a horse in our stable that I think Red Kirk Warrior converting back to being a miler, which arrived to me as a 2,000-metre horse. But he sprinted so well, I kept him sprinting for 2 years. His only try in Australia was 1,500, where he beat Stardom Star at Sandown. One run at 1,500 and was impressive, beating a subsequent Group 1 winner. So I think we can convert him back to a mile pretty well, and if he steps up in a Or a Futurity, that's the sort of horse that I would be spruiking pretty hard.
Yep, absolutely. He's like a piece of plasticine. You can mould him into anything, Red Kirk Warrior. Dave, good on you. Good luck. And fingers crossed that these rising stars resume with big efforts at Sandown today.
I'm sure they'll run well, but they're not certainties.
All right. Good on you. Thanks for that. David Hayes there. It's 15 to 9. We'll